We are in the midst of Hanukkah now, and I'd like to talk a little bit about the idea of Hanukkah. First of all, happy Hanukkah, if you're listening on Hanukkah. A lot of people think that Hanukkah is type of a festival of political independence, freedom fighters, patriots, something like a July 4th or whatever. Jews fighting for political independence against the Greek Empire, or something to that effect. In truth, Hanukkah is really a clash of cultures. It was the Hellenistic worldview versus the Jewish worldview. And these two cultures were diametrically opposed. The Greeks were bothered by the very existence of Jews who were observing Judaism. And they attempted to prevent that from happening. The Talmud and the Midrash, Jewish sources tell us that the Greeks banned circumcision, they banned the observance of the Sabbath, they banned the use of the Jewish calendar, they tried to insinuate themselves into Jewish marriages through what's known as Dwar de Senor, night with the local master for a woman who was married, and so on and so forth. What was the clash in cultures, and is it still relevant to us? I mean, the Greeks haven't really been producing philosophers for the past couple of thousand years, Telesivalis notwithstanding. So what exactly is the problem? What is the clash? So I think the answer, which can be found in the writings of Nachmanides. Nachmanides, very famous commentary from the 12th century, Nachmanides writes, and the exact source of this, for those who want to look it up, is his commentary on Leviticus 15, verse 8. Nachmanides writes that the difference of opinion and of outlook between the Greeks and the Jews was that the Greeks only admitted as being real that which the senses could perceive. And they only believed something to be true if their mind could completely comprehend it. So, for the Greeks, the measure of something being real, the measure of something being true, was the measure of my understanding, of my senses, and of my mind. There was, in the words of Nachmanides, a tremendous arrogance in that type of worldview. An arrogance in which they were the judges of reality and of truth, and anything that they could not sense was not true. So if you could not quantify, for example, love, you could not quantify altruism, you could not measure the soul, it doesn't show up in MRIs or x-rays or tetra beams or anything like that, so therefore it doesn't exist. There's an arrogance to a description of reality that is limited to my pathetic sensory abilities and to my intellect. The Jewish perspective is very different. The Jewish perspective is that the reality that we sense with our physical senses is only a small portion of the total reality. The world that we understand with our limited mind is only a small section of the reality as a whole. What we see of reality is only the tip of the iceberg of reality, and the vast bulk of it lies really beneath the surface and not understood or necessarily seen by us. And that is what Judaism is predicated upon. It's predicated upon this idea. And that's where the clash of cultures came in, because the Jewish people lived then, and indeed continue to live now, based on a reality which is spiritual. The rules of our Torah, the rules of our life, are rules which are how to live in this world according to the reality of the spiritual world. What to do in this world to have an impact in the spiritual worlds, and how the spiritual worlds have an impact on us. We live with the reality of God as real to us as every other aspect of reality, if not more real. And that bothered the Greeks, because here was an entire people who were ignoring the reality that they had measured so well, that they had encapsulated in their writings, that they had organized in their physics, and so on and so forth. And there was a tremendous, tremendous feeling of hatred for Jews and Judaism, who were living according to this different reality. I think this opposition still exists. I think there are people out there who are bothered by the existence of Judaism, and indeed bothered by the existence of religion in general, bothered by the fact that there are people who they look at as intellectuals, there are people who are smart, there are people who are successful, and those people are living according to a reality that they cannot see. And they're frustrated and upset. And in the case of the Greeks, it turned into persecution. The celebration of Hanukkah and of the victory of the Maccabees over the Greeks is something that we celebrate in a spiritual way. We say special prayers, we say special songs, sing special songs, and we light the menorah, we light the Hanukkah menorah. Interestingly enough, the light of the Hanukkah menorah is totally non-utilitarian. In fact, you're not allowed to use it for anything. You want to study by the light of the menorah? You cannot do it. You'd like to read a book by the light of the menorah? You cannot do it. Want to count your chocolate Hanukkah coins by the light of the menorah? You cannot do it. That light is not there to reveal anything physical. It's not there for the purpose of the senses. It's there to reveal something spiritual. When the light of the candles of the menorah burn brightly in Jewish windows throughout the world, they reveal that behind these windows, in that house, there are people who have been living according to a reality that is not visible. A reality that is not necessarily even comprehensible, but a reality that is there nonetheless. I think that is one of the central messages of Hanukkah, and have a great, happy Hanukkah for everyone, and let's hope that the light of the Hanukkah candles is able to reveal to us the inner spiritual world of Hanukkah. Bye.